Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking at the news, we're going to be covering on the courtroom coming up here. And we are just accelerating right now into the future. And it's not the future that we want. It's not the future that we want. But we're not dead yet. We're not finished yet. The globalists don't have us eating the bugs and living in the pods, living in the darkness yet. We're not there yet. We can still see the light. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. Steve, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Right on.
Been following you guys for a while, and it's great to see how everything's gone. I just wanted to talk about, I just had a question. You said it's open, right?
Sure.
I just want to know why, or what's the connection to Saturn and, the cube and the hexagon on the North Pole of Saturn, its connection to occult worship for thousands and thousands of years, like.
Well, I'm not the big astrology guy here. And I've studied a little bit about the occultisms and symbologies, but I'm probably not enough informed to comment on that. What I will say, though, looks like somebody in the crew knows what's going on. I really almost don't even want to comment. This is like a trap call. This is one of those trap calls because, I'll put it like this. I don't trust a damn thing out of NASA. Let me just put it that way. I don't trust a damn thing out of NASA. So if you're pulling up an image from NASA, I don't trust it. They admit their stuff is fake. I mean, I don't want to go too far off onto a jag here. But, there's videos of these astronauts, and it doesn't make sense what they're doing. There's the hexagon on Saturn. What's odd, if you want to talk about space, they've got the new James Webb telescope that's getting more detailed images than even the Hubble. And now they're claiming like all the planets have rings around them. I think they have Uranus now with a ring around it, and maybe even Jupiter with a ring around it too. And if you were lucky enough last night, you had an incredible sight in the sky. We had a clear night here in Austin, and Jupiter was, it was like chilling. Did anybody in the crew see Jupiter last night, by the way? I sure hope so. We had a beautiful, clear night sky here last night, and Jupiter was the closest it's been to Earth in like 1,000 years or something, the closest it'll be in another 1,000 years. You could almost see the crescent. That's how big and bright it was, that you could almost see the crescent. Because when you see these planets, I used to be into telescopes, they look big and bright, and you think it's a round thing, but when you actually look at it, they're usually just crescents, kind of like a crescent moon. But you could almost, it was so big and bright, you could almost see the crescent and like the glimmer and the sparkle off the crescent. It truly was a magnificent thing. And I'm sitting out there watching this, and I'm just sitting there thinking, wow, nobody realizes what an amazing sight is just right up in the sky right now. And everybody's sitting in their houses watching television, missing out on this just incredible sight. So did you see that, Steve? Did you see Jupiter last night?
I live in Virginia. I didn't see that last night. But
is Jupiter banned in Virginia? I didn't know that.
I guess.
Those bastards.
I didn't look out. Yeah.
How dare they?
But I had a question about how the vortex inside the hexagon goes counterclockwise.
I don't know about the hexagon. It's crazy. Yeah, that stuff's nuts, man. I don't know. That's a great question. Well, I'll tell you this, Steve. I might have to go down a rabbit hole and look into that because I don't know about the hexagon or the counterclockwise spinning on Saturn, but that's definitely curious stuff. But I know Jupiter was awesome last night.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, sometimes I feel like I'm on Jupiter, spiraling through space. All right, we're taking calls from our great audience here. And, you know, we really do love you. We really do appreciate you. We really do view you as just as much a part of this as we are. And you going out making The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones, a top seller, has been so key. You going out and telling friends and family about the transmission and sharing the band links has been so key. And it's always great when we open up the phone lines and get to hear directly from you. Let's go to Old Dude in Missouri. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? How you doing, man?
All right, good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, so the issue that we have right now is that people can't grasp fundamental reality. And a big part of that is that people have lost sight of the significance of what we have in documented human history. Okay, so you've got the theory of evolution that proposes that there's a gap of essentially 4.5 billion years between creation and the beginning of documented human history. And when you do that, you really dilute the significance of what has happened in the less than 50 million hours of documented history. 95% plus of that has been recorded since Christ came and lived and ascended. Okay? And that's less than 20 million hours that we have, but 4.5 billion years of history, and there's this perceived gap, like that really throws people off in their perception of what is. And God has put it on my heart that until the people recognize the foundation of reality and unify there and pursue right standing with God's standard, the descent will continue.
You know, you don't sound like an old dude. I've got to call you out. You do not sound...
Owen, it's old dude. I ain't old. I'm old dude because I'm just
old,
any old dude.
Dude. Old dude.
Old dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, and you guys should go and check your email archives. I've been sending you guys emails for a minute because God put it on my heart to write a book to prove the reality of God, because words will do that. Like the word truth and the word reality, those hold a weight and an energy and an essence that you can't really measure, but you feel it, right? And
well, so, you know, there's almost, but there's an element. It all ties into the bigger picture, because the element of laziness is always an evil against mankind. People like just accepting evolution as how we got here. It's a lazy way of ignoring real human history and the mysteries of human history that maybe are being kept secret from us, or maybe we don't fully understand yet. And to then just discount what pretty much humanity used to fundamentally understand as a fact, divine creation, that something created all of this, is also lazy. And so there's always an element of laziness that's evil against mankind. But when you talk about the shortness of it, I mean, I just feel like we're accelerating. I mean, we can see where the technology is taking us, and it's going to be inevitable. The question is whether it's going to be used to uplift humanity or oppress humanity.
Right. And so with what I have said, will you guys please go check your email archives? And I want to extend an offer to Alex that you can sell the hard copies of this book that I've written exclusively. You'll know it's the real deal within 10 pages, okay? That way it can get out there, because if people can't grasp fundamental reality, then we can't flip the script on the globalists and say, hey, now we got the ball in our court. Now,
well, and isn't that why, what's the name of your book?
It's called Why Christ, The Truth is True, Doubt is Invalid.
So, and thank you for the call, but this is why in the books 1984 and Brave New World, there's always there has to be human oppression. There has to be the human being oppressed for the tyranny to succeed. And when you talk about the fundamental reality, the Italian prime minister, the first female prime minister, did you see any big puff pieces about her for women's rights, shattering the glass ceiling for women leadership? Did you see any of that? No, you didn't, because it's only the women that do the liberal agenda. They actually don't care about women. They just care about using women for their agenda. And that's totally proven with the victory for the new Italian prime minister. But in one of her speeches, she says, we now understand, and if the crew can pull it up, because I'm going to have to paraphrase here, she says, we now understand as a people that we're going to have to take up sword and shield to battle for basic facts like 4 + 4 or 2 + 2 = 4, basic facts like a man is a man and a woman is a woman, basic facts like children's innocence and they need to be protected. She said, we now understand we have to take up sword and shield to fight for basic realities now. And she's right. We understand that now, that this is the crazy time that we live in. All right, let's go from one old to the next. Old Saxon in Texas. Old Saxon, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Howdy, man. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
In Jesus' name. Hey, I just thought the viewers should know about a video clip on YouTube. They can look it up. Cynthia McKinney, an ex-congresswoman. U.S. Congresswoman speaking on Press TV in 2013, and she goes into some interesting detail about...
Is that DynCorp? Is that the DynCorp one?
It's about a 20-minute clip, but the part that I'm calling in about starts about 5 minutes into the clip, and she starts to explain about the lobbies in Washington, D.C., how that she says 435 from the House and 100 from the Senate, 535 of our congressmen and women are all basically sign a pledge to AIPAC and take money, and that they all have to agree on certain points. And so, you know, when it comes to the weak Republicans and the pedophiles and the demons, nobody's speaking up. Why don't they speak up?
Well, wasn't it Cynthia McKinney that also, I think that's the clip that they have up right there on the screen now, when she was talking about DynCorp getting government contracts and doing human trafficking. Cynthia McKinney was one of the true last great Democrats. She's one of the last good Democrats to be in Congress. Tulsi Gabbard no longer in Congress anymore. I don't know if there's any left. Kyrsten Sinema, probably the last one that's even close. Yeah, Cynthia McKinney, she called out a bunch of good stuff. A lot of great clips from Cynthia McKinney that you could go back and watch. So I'm glad you remind us of her time in Congress. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Andrew in New York. Andrew, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
What's up? I wanted to talk about Jeremy Brown. He's the prisoner from the January 6th setup.
Yes, the veteran.
Yeah, he has a podcast while he's in jail, and he's also running for office. So I kind of think that's like pretty good proof that Trump is in control of the military. Even Jeremy Brown is a part of the military.
Look, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to put people's dreams out here, and I'm not trying to act like I know everything, but the Q stuff, it's just none of it's real. I just don't know what to tell you. Trump is not the president. He's not in control of the military. I'm just not going to tell you something that's not happening.
Well, why would Biden let Jeremy Brown run? Like, they don't even let, like, people who aren't...
See, and here's the other thing, too, like... I could respond to what you're asking me right now with stuff that only I know, but it's not appropriate to take there. Okay. So I'm not going to do it. January 6th, what they're saying is obviously a huge lie. It's not, they killed Ashley Babbitt. They killed three others that day. Only Trump supporters died. They lied about the police officers. We all know that. Ray Epps is the linchpin that'll pull the whole thing down. We'll see if Republicans want to keep tugging on that loose thread or not. But, I'm not going to talk to you about Trump being in control of everything because it's just not true. It's just not true. I'm sorry to give you that news. Let's go to David in Wyoming. You're on the Alex Jones Show. You know what, David? We got to take a break. I just looked at the clock. So we're going to take a short break here, and we will be back in 4 minutes taking your calls the rest of the hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. If you want to keep it on the air, folks, if you want to keep this show on the air, go to InfoWarsStore.com or SaveInfoWars.com right now in this break. All these great callers... their voices will be gone, too, not just Alex's. Remember that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You know, folks, I wish Trump was in control. I wish he had a bunch of white hats running things and patriots were in control, as they say, or he had some grand plan to save this country. I just have no evidence of that. And why do you think throughout the entire January 6th committee questioning and hearings, they haven't brought up QAnon one time? Why do you think they don't want to investigate Ray Epps? The answer is the same. Now, we are taking your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Remember, folks, don't take InfoWars for granted. The long knives are out for us and you. But InfoWars is always the test case. And so if they can successfully do harm to free speech in any way they can, they then take that methodology and use it against their other enemies and opposition. So InfoWars staying on air and being victorious and all this is key. That's why we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com and SaveInfoWars.com. Let's go to Mark in Florida. Boy, we said open lines and we meant it. I've got callers on the line that want to go back to the Saturn issue, as if I didn't embarrass myself on that one. Mark in Florida, though, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Hi. I want to very easily clear up the creation issue. We have hair that never stops growing, and that cannot be evolutionary. It's just a simple fact. Imagine a monkey in the jungle with a 25-foot length of hair behind him. He doesn't know that he has to cut that hair, and he gets stuck in the forest, and he dies. There are only two animals on the entire planet that have this problem, hair that never stops growing: the sheep, the Lamb of God, and men. Okay, so we were created. There's nothing evolutionary about us. That's a big mystery. Who created us? That's a big mystery. In any case, another thing.
You're telling me that you can't go into the jungle and find a gorilla with long flowing hair?
That's it. That's exactly
Wow.
The case. On the
well, I'm calling the journey off then. I'm calling the exhibition next week off.
In any case, this is a particularity about our species, and it's anti-evolutionary. And all people who are geneticists and scientists, et cetera, they know about this. They know that this is a huge problem, but they just shut up about it. They don't want to talk about it because it's so obvious. And another thing is,
well, so let's even just take it one step further or one step backward. Actually, it's what's even more obvious is that there is divine creation. Like there is a soul, like there's something else. There's something magical and mystical about this consciousness, about this life experience. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just, you get the point.
It's absolutely obvious, and except to people who basically know this, they have this feeling inside them, but they somehow rebel against it. In any case,
it's like, but where would you rather live? And that's why they love abortion so much, because it's their act of defiance against the value of life. It's their act of defiance against life being a divine existence, against it being something special. That's their act of defiance. As you kill life, it doesn't bother you at all. Who would even want to live in that world? Like, who would want to live with that evil mindset towards this?
Absolutely. In the Hebrew scripts, we are promised eternal life on this world. Adam and Eve were eternal. However, not because of their operation, but because of a divine gift. Okay? They lost that. They lost that because of themselves. The mortality was lost by us.
The symbolism in all of it is crazy. And that's when you realize that the Satanists, the Luciferians, who want to trick you into not believing in God or the Bible, they believe in it more than anybody else. And that's the great irony of all of this, with their symbolism everywhere, with the apple being bitten for Apple, with Paramount and the 22 stars above the mountain. It's literally all biblical symbology with all biblical meanings. And then when you apply that knowledge, you can see again. You can feel again.
They're going to be surprised like you wouldn't believe when they discover the math, the mathematics that what Ariel Cohen-Aloro has released. He proves to the Satanists with Hebrew math that their Satan, their Lucifer, in the end is the Messiah. They're not going to be able to not worship God. They're not going to be allowed by religious mathematics, by Kabbalah, by Hebrew tradition. All these Satanists, all these people who believe in Lucifer, they're going to discover it's Jesus.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, and then you notice the big pharma logo, pharmaceutical logo, is the same logo of Baphomet. Oh, I'm sure that's just a coincidence. Let's go to Kyle in New Jersey. Kyle, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Owen?
Howdy, good. Thanks for calling.
A couple points to make here. Just one second here. A couple points. And they kind of tie together with the issue that the previous caller had just brought up and the one who discussed about Saturn. And just bear with me on this. So what the previous caller just said is so relevant about Jesus Christ being the true Messiah. But this ties in with what Alex brought up at the beginning of the broadcast about the root of the Great Reset. Well, the real true root you have to go back to and read the founder of the modern state of Israel, David Ben-Gurion. And he says that we will build a shrine of the prophets in Jerusalem. There will be a one true United Nations and a council headed out of Jerusalem. This is his quote. And basically lays out, it's called On Imagining the Future, David Ben-Gurion. Now, the hexagon on Saturn coalesces, it's a six-sided, you know, figure, and it coalesces with the star David, which is also a six-sided figure, and it's coincidental with the mark of the beast. So there's no question that it's all tied together. It's not the Jews, it's the Zionist Jews. He talks about the Hebrew math, the previous caller. He's exactly right. The Kabbalah, all this mysticism and the Satanism. And it really goes back to this war between Jesus Christ and the sons of Cain. As Jesus said, basically, that all righteous blood from Abel up until now and going forward will be on this generation. And he's talking about these Luciferian Canaanites, which call themselves Zionists. So really, it comes out of Zion. And David Ben-Gurion, the founder of Israel and the first prime minister, said it best. He said, we will have a one true United Nations headed in Jerusalem, an international court to settle all disputes. You can look it up. Google David Ben-Gurion on Imagining the Future. And that's really all I wanted to say. Thanks.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll go back to Saturn. Josh in Florida, you got 60 seconds to tell me about Saturn. Here we go.
You got me, Owen?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So the last two callers had it pretty much on point. The beginning was the fallen angel, Michael. He was Lucifer, and he taught his descendants, you know, the elite today, that, you know, do it this way. That's the right way. Obviously, it's not the right way. Obviously, nature and God's the right way. The cube is the AllSpark, the Tesseract. It's to keep your mind in the cube. Don't think outside the box. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you this much.
It's a symmetrical symbol they use to keep the population dumb, basically.
We're all going into the internet, and we're now also reliant on the internet. That if the internet web, World Wide Web, was ever shut off, we'd be trapped and we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency? Okay. Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Check
your advertisements for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection.
All right, let's move on.
And
people care about the First Amendment.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So there's big developing news right now on the Nord Stream pipelines, perhaps being attacked, if not just collapsing, perhaps even attacked. And so now the game of whodunit will begin. And it could be blamed on Russia. But I don't understand what Russia's motive would be. They already control the flow of those pipelines. What purpose would they have in destroying them? Could it be the U.S. to blame Russia? Could there be another actor involved here? These details are developing. It's just, as I was explaining when I first started in relief of Alex today, we were already slated for deindustrialization and collapse, and now it looks like the East is just going to accelerate that and say, this is what you chose. Which almost disenfranchises the World Economic Forum and the Klaus Schwabs and the Bill Gates of the world, other than the fact that they'll control you as you're basically a new Western peasant living off crickets and in the pod, like the World Economic Forum wants you to. So that's developing. And when I sign off here at 2 o'clock, I'll go be doing the prep work for the War Room, and we'll have more on that coming up. But we go back to the phone lines now, and we go to Todd in Illinois. Todd, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Nice to talk to you. It's an honor. I've been listening to you guys since September of 2000. Basically, what I wanted to say today was ever since Biden's little speech, his devil speech, I've kind of seen how – I just see how things are going to play out. They're going to play with the next – Russia, I think, is going to try and hold out until our midterm before they actually go and use nukes or anything, hoping that we'll fix our country. But they're going to try and steal the midterm, obviously. But there's going to be such a landslide, there'll be so much trouble. You know, they won't be able to – you know, people are basically start rioting. Everything that's happening in Europe is going to happen here in America, where people are rioting and uprising because they're not going to go along with their steal. So I personally see them then trying to assassinate Biden because he's too much of a liability, blaming it on Trump supporters and trying to bring Trump into it and, you know, arrest Trump as, you know, conspiracy to commit via his rhetoric, kind of like they're doing to Alex now with the whole Sandy Hook thing. So, and then if that doesn't work, then they'll blow up one of our cities and blame it on Russia.
Well, let me just scale it back and respond to the midterms thing. Sometimes I have this approach towards current events, news topics, as I'm thinking, you know, okay, well, how am I going to cover this, or what do I think is really going on here? And I kind of have to weigh all the facts, weigh all the angles. And sometimes they all have kind of an equal value in my mind. And so I have this alternative approach. I call it the first pitch approach. It's a baseball analogy. Sometimes you just decide you're swinging at the first pitch and you're thinking it's going to be a fastball. So sometimes when I kind of have that stalemate intellectually, I take a swing at the first pitch approach. And so somebody asks me, what do you think is going to happen at the midterms? Instead of thinking about it, I take the swing at first pitch approach. And I have to agree, I don't see the Democrats letting these midterm elections go. I see there being total theft. I think the Democrats take the House and the Senate and have more power than any political party has ever had in this country, and they will use it more so than we've even seen. You think the political abuse by the Democrats is bad now? Wait till what happens if they steal the midterms, because it's even bigger than the popularity for Trump. I think there'll be a lot of local elections and races where people will push back, people will demand investigations. There's going to be so much videotape of the drop boxes and the polling locations. It's going to be so obvious that they're cheating. Now, I don't know if they could ever pull off something like they did in 2020 with Trump and then in the Georgia special elections. And I think they did it in a couple more. So maybe they will, where Trump is winning in five states at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then they just give the perfect amount of votes for Joe Biden and just declare for Joe. I don't know if they could do something that aggressive again, but I think people are going to say, you know, this is awfully odd how all these Democrats keep getting in office, yet I don't know one person that supports them. So that's kind of my first pitch approach. I think the Democrats steal the midterms. Big. All things being equal, I think that's if you're swinging first pitch, what's your just gut reaction, gut response? They're going to steal it. They're going to steal it as obvious as they have ever done it. Why wouldn't they, folks? Look at how completely out of control and rogue they are. Let's go to Fernando in South Carolina. Fernando, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, it's a pleasure to speak with you, Owen.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. So I've got three important points right now, if I can make them. I started a grassroots movement where we're partnering with local farmers in Florida and South Carolina, and we're trying to buy up the land to keep it against, you know, as a hedge of protection against people like Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum. I mean, are we going to forget Bill Gates' poop water?
Yeah, now he's got the new corn. He's got his new synthetic corn. He's got his bio milk. He's got the fake milk. He's got the fake meat. And he's buying up all the farmland. And he says he wants to get the human population down to zero. So, yeah.
Yeah. So before I make point number two, it's at givesendgo.com/ourland or Gab. It's 1776 our land. Now, point number two is I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for Superman Vitality and Alpha Power, because I wouldn't have followed through with this. But when they're out of stock, Primal Youth is available at InfoWarsStore.com. You don't want to be like, you know, Biden's Department of Energy guy, Sam Brinton, okay?
No.
You don't want to be like Bruce Caitlin Jenner. I remember you mentioned that.
Yeah, that was in that was in the Super Male Vitality ad.
Yeah. And number three, here's a challenge to the InfoWars audience, all right? If 100,000 patriots, red-blooded Americans, donate $100 to SaveInfoWars.com, we can do so much damage to the deep state. This is our call. We're in the fight. God bless you.
Thank you, Fernando. Thank you so much for that call. Let's go now to, let's see who's been holding the longest. That'd be Brian in Texas. Brian, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I had a topic in mind, but listening to these other topics, it just leads to the obvious in that we need to take control of our destiny in politics. You know, I think it's come time to not look at the likelihood or the uphill battleness of it, but we need to have our own political party that grows through the bright minds of yourself, Alex Jones. Alex is in his prime. We need to take advantage of that.
There's not enough time for that. And look, Andrew Yang is starting this new third party. That's a good thing for Republicans if we trust our election results anyway, because that's just going to take away from the Democrat Party more than anything. But I mean, I understand where you're coming from. If we had time, that'd be a good solution. I don't think we have that much time. That would take years. It would take years to develop, decades even to develop a third party.
How about the idea of this? We let God be the judge of time, and maybe God has a plan to destroy what we see is so terrible and what we cannot even that we're fearful of conquering. If that is conquered, then it could be our time. But I think we hold a really strong chance, because the obvious, the inevitable is we're slapping our so-called brand name on these so-called Republicans. Like you said, Donald Trump was a great president, and I'm aligned with you 100%. But I know that you don't feel he's a great president in comparison.
Donald Trump is not the answer. I think a mass awakening is the answer. But you notice that people are talking more about God and creation.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Segment for me, Jay Dyer takes over. I'll be back hosting the War Room with all the latest breaking news, including the huge development right now with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, folks. This is the next big puzzle piece to drop in that scenario, that situation with Russia, Ukraine, and the U.S. And so we're closely monitoring that. But I'm going to finish up with these phone calls. David, I didn't mean to leave you holding there. The clock reset when I accidentally put you on, so I apologize for that. David, you're on the Alex Jones Show now. Go ahead.
Yeah, are you there?
Oh, yeah, we got you now.
Okay, good. Happy anniversary, by the way. I heard you yesterday. 5 years. Cool, dude.
Yeah, I don't know the exact day. I think the first War Room was like September 15th, 2017. But point is, we're proud of how far we've come. That's thanks to the audience, thanks to the crew, all of us together.
Yeah, well, thanks to you. Called in because I wanted to get this out. I don't know how you guys missed this, but Steny Hauer was on and admitted on the House floor on the 15th of this year, September 15th. There is a deep state. Can your crew pull that up? You just need to put in Steny Hauer, the deep state that comes up.
Steny Hauer, deep state.
Yep.
I'm not sure if I've seen that or not, but we'll look into that.
Yeah, he admitted that there is a deep state, and the reason I'm calling in on the importance of that is because your boss, Alex, is in trial, and the lawyers in that trial dismissed it as a conspiracy theory. Well, you got Representative Congressman Steny Hauer saying, no, it is real. It it's
see,
a
this is the this is the this is what I would call like the gay frog effect, where it's just like some big joke, like, oh, you just say, oh, gay frogs. It's like, ha ha, Alex Jones, gay frogs, ha ha. And it's like somehow that defeats Alex Jones intellectually. And, of course, the ultimate irony is that the gay frog story was real. It wasn't even Alex Jones' story. It was a Berkeley, California research project, and they found out the frogs were turning gay and into hermaphrodites. So they're like, they think it's this like big gotcha comedy thing, like high comedy, like Alex Jones, gay frogs, ha ha ha. It's like, well, that's actually a real story. But that's what they do in these courtrooms and with these lawyers and these Democrats. And just, they're just like, oh, Alex Jones, like, ah, yeah, he thinks this. He thinks the COVID vaccine is killing people, and he thinks frogs are gay, and he thinks there's a deep state. Ha, oh, ho, he, hee, ho, ho, ho. And it's just, you just sit there in amazement. You're like, wow, okay, well, yeah, I guess there's no sunset either. The sun doesn't set in the west and rise in the east, and there's never a moon in the sky. I didn't see Jupiter last night. None of it exists.
Yeah, well, like I said, Norm Pattis brought it up. The attorney shot Norm Pattis down when he mentioned it. So
pulling up the clip?
No, that he said that there was a deep state. And they objected and said, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. And if Norm
it's a conspiracy theory!
Right. If Norm Pattis could play that at the hearing, oh, boy, would that ruin him.
Well, they'll strike it from the record, probably.
No, it's a clip. It's from the House floor. It's on the United States Congressional Record.
But see, here's the problem. Ah, boy, oh boy. Because now it turns into this issue, and this is why I'm glad. I thought Alex did a great job with his testimony, because it becomes this issue, and I kind of think the judge almost kind of put her hands there like, well, I mean, I can be in control of the record, but what's going to happen here is going to happen here. And it turned into a debate between Alex and the lawyer. And it's like the most pure political debate we've had in this country in years. But the record's going to be controlled, and they want to be able to have this high ground stance, or the higher ground, to just be able to attack Alex however they want and say everything's a conspiracy theory. But it's like, okay, well, so at what point do we have to sit here? Does Alex Jones have to do the Alex Jones show as a witness, testifying to show you that the stuff he's talking about is real and not crazy? Because that's what they're trying to do, is paint this whole picture like Alex Jones is lying and none of this is real and it's all fake. Well, then let's have Alex Jones sit there for 8 hours, and you can tell him all the stuff he said that's fake, and then he can respond to each thing and show you how it's real. But they don't want that to happen. They just want to be able to attack and not have Alex defend. That's what the internet censorship is all about.
Yeah, but then you got Alex Jones was right. If you play the clip, that would help your advertising for your shirt sales.
Yeah, I don't know if we're still selling that shirt or not. It might be totally sold out.
Yeah, well, that would be a good rerun for it. So anyway, that's the reason I called in. You guys have a wonderful day, and thanks again for all you do.
Thanks. Thanks, David. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Joe, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm a long-time listener, about 10 years, first-time caller. Just wanted to ask you about the leaked audio that came out of China. I know, like, one of your people that were on were saying that it sounded pretty authentic. And I was just wondering, you know, because the time frame that they were talking about was during the fall, which, of course, we're in right now. So, you know, just wondering what's going on. Have we heard anything back from it? Because only listen sporadically, so
I didn't take much credence into that, and so it was never really a concern of mine, and we'll just have to see. I mean, I think China's kind of just sitting in the wings right now, waiting to see what Russia's going to do, probably actually coordinating with Russia, quite frankly. I think Russia makes a move after the midterms, and then I think China moves into Taiwan after Russia has the U.S. distracted in Ukraine, and then Biden's going to be so in over his head that it's just going to be an embarrassment.
I agree with you. But, you know, what I was worried about also with China is that, you know, how they've been doing the joint exercises up in Trudeau land. So, you know, if that act is of evil comes with, you know, bear fruit that's true, you know, a little skeptical about what's waiting in the wind for us, you know.
There would be no need for China to launch a land invasion, especially at this point when Americans are still fat and happy. Maybe after the American economy totally collapses under Joe Biden, or we go into like another Great Depression under Joe Biden, if we get to that point, maybe China. But I don't think there's really any interest in a land invasion of the U.S. I really don't. You know, here's what's odd about that, you know, because I'm thinking this all out in my head. Why is the U.S. not allowed to tap into our own resources? It's really an excellent question. Why can't the U.S. tap into its own resources? We have all kinds of clean water. We have all kinds of gas and clean oil. We have coal. We've got all these resources, and we're not allowed to touch any of them. It's almost as if someone else owns those resources, and we're not allowed to have them.
Yes, the Democrats in the World Economic Forum. That's why I was worried about as far as with Putin, because he's part of those World Economic guys, and even though he's going against their policies right now, so I don't know if he's had a change of heart, but maybe it is, especially with Nord Stream 2 going down now, this is the beginning of the collapse where the West does go down.
Well, this is going to be, you're going to see the media hubris once again on full display tonight, and they're going to be puffing up their chests and saying how Russia's losing and all of this stuff, and they're going to pretend like this pipeline is somehow bad for Russia, and it's just going to show their ignorance. It's going to show their hubris that they still are just completely clueless of the international state of affairs going on. This is horrible for Europe. This Nord Stream 2 pipeline going down, it couldn't be worse for Europe. And that, it's just crazy. And if Russia continues to take control of eastern Ukraine and those pipelines, I mean, there's going to be no oil going in to Europe. And Putin's going to say, well, why do you care? You don't believe in oil anyway. You're stopping global warming.
That's true. That's true. And as far as, like, you know, who owns it, it's just the Democrats that are cutting it off. So, I mean, Trump was, doing the right thing and doing the America First agenda. And, we see what happens when Democrats run the China First agenda. So,
and isn't it amazing, too, that you had the same, it's the same deal. The European Union, the EU, all these European leaders, they would scoff at Donald Trump and they would laugh and they'd point their fingers and they'd rattle their jowls and, look at how dumb Trump is. You know, they ought to be thanking Donald Trump. They should have been thanking their lucky stars that Donald Trump was the president for 4 years. Otherwise, they would have already had their oil and their energy shut off 4 years ago. So Donald Trump basically gave Europe 4 years of life before the Democrats came in and allowed Russia to shut energy production down. And now they're shutting down nuclear plants. They're shutting down. I mean, I tell you, man, it is really a weird thing to watch people commit total civilizational suicide.
Yeah, I agree, especially with, all the meatpacking facilities, all these, processing plants that are, burning up. Are we over 100 yet, or?
What's that? Are we what now?
Are we over 100 of them that have gone up in flames?
I don't know if it's 100, but it's dozens. It's certainly dozens between the food processing plants and the oil refineries. All right, Joe, thanks for the call. All right, folks, Jay Dyer takes over on the other side. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com, SaveInfoWars.com. That's how we fund ourselves to stay on the air. If you want to help Alex Jones fight his legal fight right now, go to SaveInfoWars.com. If you want to get a great supplement and support the transmissions, go to InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm going to go do some prep work, and I'll be hosting the War Room in an hour. Until then, Jay Dyer.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.